My own involvement with technology is one that began in a very gendered way. I was a student secretary in the journalism department at Cal State University, Sacramento, in the early 1980s, and first used a computer at that time to do mail merge files for envelope labels. I found the VT100 I used very unintuitive, but I was actually fascinated at being able to merge the files and to ultimately send an email message across a campus network. So when the journalism department got a microcomputer lab of Sanyo PCs, each with a big 256K, I was asked if I wanted to help maintain the lab. It was either this or be a TA in physical anthropology. At this time in my life, I seemed to love computers and bones. But I ultimately selected the computer opportunity, and this led to my own computer purchase with the help of my mother of a same Sanyo model to type my papers in literature, philosophy, and journalism. I remember so well the 5 1/4-inch floppy disk and the bright green monitor. This system was soon replaced, though, when I became a graduate student with a larger PC, this time purchased by a boyfriend. So in many ways, my literacy sponsorship has been influenced not just by gender conditions, but by economic conditions as well. Nevertheless, little did I know that my later time as a graduate student, both at Sac State and at Purdue University, would solidify my interests in teaching with computers. From the Mac 2Es I used in learning skills labs at Sac State, to those tiny Mac classics I used at Purdue to teach technical communication courses in the early 1990s. My own research interests were more feminist, particularly involving the image of women in popular culture artifacts such as advertising. And as that imaging process migrated to the graphical user interface of the web, I found my research and teaching interests migrating along with them. I wanted to have the power to represent myself online, so I painstakingly learned HTML from a mail systems administrator in my first tenure-track job at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, so that I could have students develop similar projects. I remember teaching HTML to undergraduates in very mnemonic ways. B is for bold, I is for italics, but my skill sets still found me in charge of developing a range of websites for the Division of Arts and Humanities. Work that I initially loved, but work that I began to feel was almost secretarial in the way I was expected to update and fix files on a 24/7 basis. In fact, when I left that first job, some of the HTML editing did in fact go to some of the secretarial staff. It was a skill others didn't have time to learn. When I got to Bowling Green State University, that skill set soon put me in the position of being the, quote, webmaster for the English department website, something I did for a very long time. As a result, I've become very attuned to women's relationships to technology and the role of narrative in articulating that lived experience, something that influences the work I've done inside the classroom with literacy narratives, as well as in articulating the possibilities and constraints for women in digital spaces. Technology then and now continues to be gendered as male, but how can we make visible the ongoing experiences and contributions of women across platforms to allow them to participate fully in digital discourse in equitable ways? I hope this review essay is more than a review of 3 relevant texts, but rather a way of talking about these issues and about the role of computers in writing as a feminist field dedicated to the goal of making visible the cultural and material impact of technological literacy for students, teachers, citizens, and most importantly, women.